What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. It's Friday! What's up, everybody? The weekend is upon us. Hope you're doing well. I'm James Levesque. Thank you, as always, for tuning in, making us a part of your day. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, The Best Wine Isn't Served Last, is going to be part one. And today's episode is called The Best Wine Is Served Now. You better believe it, baby. Now, we talked yesterday about the pitfalls of the past, right? Your failures, your successes, they hurt you. Today, look, it's all gearing up to understanding now. Now is the greatest day you have, the greatest gift we've been given, the greatest breakthrough. Everything is now. Now, the Bible says in Hebrews 11, now faith is. Now, faith. Now, faith is. The other pitfall we're going to jump right into, because I have so much to cover, including after the break, we're going to talk to you about the dangers of getting old. And those, I mean, it's going to get intense, friends. Let's talk about the pitfall of the future. We all know that person, right? Mr. One day I'll get the job. One day this will happen. One day I'll have a better car. One day God will give me a wife. Never will happen. One day I'll have, you know, new shoes. One day I can have a house. One day doesn't exist, friends. One day doesn't exist. One day isn't happening until it becomes today. Hebrews 13 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today is going to be tomorrow if we understand that it's now. Someday doesn't happen. Hey, you know when every diet starts? Monday. Let me tell you something. I've started about 4,000 diets on Monday, and they never happen. Oh, missed it this week. Got to wait till next Monday. You live in the future, man. Because then here's the lie, right? The lie is if I only have X, it'll make me happy. If I only have this guy, this girl, this job, this car, then I'll get, no, you'll never be happy. If I only have this much money, no, we know you ain't going to be happy then. If I only have this, if they can only do this, if they only let me on the worship team, if they only honored me more at my job, if they only appreciated me, if I only have more Facebook likes, if I only have more friends, it's not true. And then I hear people like, oh, I've never seen more adults. Look, my 5-year-old can come in the house, or when you're like 8, oh, I don't have a lot of friends. That's fine. Let's figure it out. You're a kid. Adults talk like this? You have too much time on your hands. You are overthinking life. I have no friends. Okay, then go make some. I mean, you're an adult. Go figure it out. What do you mean? Why is it we can't handle responsibility? Go be a friend. Or you'll sit in your house and wish that, well, one day I'll get friends and then, you know, I'll be happy. It doesn't happen. Look, yesterday is a cash check. Tomorrow is only a promissory note. Today is cash in hand. Use it wisely. You know who cares about today? The cancer patient that just beat cancer and rang the bell for the final time. The person that escaped death and realizes that life is so valuable. The person that lost a loved one and is just like, man, enjoy your family today. Live for the now. Yeah, why does it take those extremes for you to open your eyes? Why does it take for that crazy extreme for you to be like, wow, today is really a gift. I want to live for the now. No, we just wait for tomorrow, wait for last week, wait, you know. It's like we don't live for the now. Now is the best wine. The best wine, the Bible says in John 2, was served now. You know what worry and anxiety does? It robs you of, I don't know, now. You know what, you most likely you're anxious about something in the future, which robs you of now. well, what if this happens? What if when I leave on the plane next year? What if when I drive in my car later? What if I have somebody gives me E. coli tonight? You're worried about later, which robs you of today. Worry, fear, and anxiety. You're worried about the past. I mean, you're fearful and have anxiety of what happened in the past, or you worry about what's in the future and you rob yourself of now. Maybe you were hurt, right? Maybe you were hurt in the past. Maybe you actually were violated or assaulted or beat up in a dark street somewhere. And yeah, it might be hard to walk on a road again, but don't let yourself be robbed of today. Today is a gift. Awakening is now. Peace is now. Victory is now. Don't wait for someone to die to care about today. Look, today has to matter. We can't worry about our thoughts. It has to be today. And I here's the thing. The truth is there is a danger in getting older, a major danger. I see it in everybody's life and so many people. And I'm going to tell you about it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about the best wine is served for now. The greatest gift you have is right this moment, right this minute. Look up. Psalm chapter 1 is the danger of getting old. And unfortunately, I see this happen in so, so many lives. It concerns me still. And in Psalm chapter 1, it says this: blessed is the man or woman who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, say walks, or stands in the path of sinners, say stands, or sits at the seat of the scornful, say sits. In this scripture alone is the danger of getting old. The first action is walking. Look, everybody wants to go somewhere. When you get saved, you start running, you start walking. You know, the minute a toddler walks, then he goes. And we walk a lot. Walking is important. Walking is amazing. But you know the funny thing about walking? You don't really know how much you don't walk until you measure your progress. I got a Fitbit. I didn't realize that I didn't walk. Well, I walked a lot, but I didn't realize like how much more I walked. Or more I needed to walk when I got one. Then we all started having competitions and contests, and everybody's putting a Fitbit on, and every single person that bought one told me I couldn't ever imagine that I didn't walk that much. So basically, chances are all of you are lazy and need to start walking. But it's interesting. You think you're walking, but you're not. You think you're moving, and maybe you're just doing it a little bit. Look, any progress is great, and we start out in life, and we're walking. We're going for it, man. We're walking, we're running, we're excited. And then we go to standing. Standing in the path of sinners, the Bible says. It's walking, then standing. Standing, oh, it's almost like walking. You can be in the right place. You could be in a church service. You can be present, but you're not moving. Oh, you look upright and focused, but you're not moving. You seem like you're ready to walk, but you don't. And when you find yourself, see, unfortunately, it's like in the early days of life, everybody's walking. Then you start getting around that 50 marker, and now you find yourself standing, which is a lie from the pit of hell, because the Lord told me that the greatest years of our lives would be over 50 if we are over 50 years if we believed him. But people just stand. Oh, they're not as motivated. Oh, I already did that. Oh, I used to run around like you. Oh, I'm not really that interested anymore. And then the older you get, you sit. you're not even trying to move anymore. Like, standing gives the impression you're going to walk. Sitting, you just timed yourself out in life. You're napping, you're slothful, you're sitting around, and then guess what happens? You get bitter and crotchety. And you look at others when you're sitting. I just made a face that was really funny. And then you look at others when you're sitting. And you mock them and you mimic them and you bark at them and you just get mean and old and rah. And that's what happens when you sit. You're accomplishing nothing. You're making fun of the people walking. You're talking about their shoes when you didn't have any. And you're mocking those standing, but you are sitting. And when you go from walking to sitting, that is the danger of getting older, and it's probably a sign that you're dying, truthfully. If you're listening to me and you remember a time that you were walking and you were standing, you better get up and start running. You better be like Caleb at 85 that wants that mountain. Why am I telling you this? Because today is the greatest day that we have. Now is the greatest gift we could ever understand. And the danger of getting older is that you go from walking to standing to sitting. It's dangerous. Deuteronomy 33:25, we have no grace anywhere but today. It's the power of now. It's the power of now. Now is, look, I'm telling you, today's your day of victory. You want peace? It's now. You want happiness? It's now. You want a miracle from God? It's now. You want direction? It's now. You want to see the blessing of the Lord move in your life? It's now. Don't buy the lie of the past and don't buy the lie of the future. It's not when I get finances, it's now. So I charge you today, on this Friday, the best wine is now. Your best life is now. Go out this weekend and be effective, be fruitful, be powerful, but understand that the gift we have is now.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.